from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know what? I'm not even upset today. It is a good morning. And I will tell you that while there's sports that I care about precisely and exactly 2 weeks out of every 4 years, do you know how nice it is to show up to the studio at 4:37 a.m. this morning, to walk upstairs, to turn on the TV or the computer, or wherever you get your sports from, and to have not just live athletic competition, but the highest of high stakes athletic competition. It has been wonderful. There's like a sweet spot for the Olympics to take place. And I think Eastern Europe is the sweet spot. And I think it's the sweet spot because let's keep it a buck. When it's in our time zone, as the next set of games will be in Los Angeles, California, when it is in our time zone, it is frankly a little tough to follow because of the amount of games that we have baseball going on, we have soccer going on, we've got other stuff happening. And so even though the games are on in prime time when they're here, there's also everything else in our lives going on, and it's tough to follow. When they're on the other side of the planet, as they were last time they were in Tokyo, that's kind of bleep too, because those games are on in the middle of the night, right? I will tell you that a couple of years back, I very much remember setting the alarm to wake up at, 1:45, 2:15 in the morning, because that's when the soccer team was playing, because they were playing in prime time at night over there. And so you had to get up at 2:45 in the morning to watch them here. It's very frustrating. To have them on in the AM, to have them on this early, to have them on at the point where Zoe and I are here in the building and we're doing a show and it's our opportunity to watch these things live. The women's 200 meter butterfly heats are being run right now. When we're able to get here and turn them on in the AM and just kind of have them on and in the background while we're getting our day started, I'm going to tell you straight up, it's kind of my favorite thing, to be quite honest with you. It's kind of my favorite thing.
Yeah, I forgot to check. I was watching badminton this morning. I don't know if we won or not. We were up one set. It was individuals and against Vietnam.
Don't worry. We've got a whole Olympic breakdown coming on later in the AM because the Olympics are on. That's why. Because they're on, and therefore we should talk about it. And we will. We got to get to some Olympic talk today. I'm just saying, I very much enjoy getting here at the butt crack of dawn before all of y'all are up and at them, knowing Zoe and I, we got to be on the A game early, all right? We got to get here and be ready to roll. Because if we're not, y'all can tell, the bosses can tell, we got to be good. So there's not much that gets the old metaphorical juices flowing. Quite like watching athletes who spent their entire life preparing for this, not just this moment, one moment. There are women swimming in the pool in Paris, France right now that have spent their lives getting ready for this race. This is all they're here for. They're coming up for a race. Do you imagine? Like, I think that's why I love the Olympics. The yes, there are the Simone Biles of the world who get to go to two or three or maybe four, maybe five games, Diana Taurasi. Maybe. But the overwhelming majority of the, I believe, 10,000 athletes that are in Paris right now, the overwhelming majority of these athletes, they got one crack at doing the thing that they have been getting ready to do for their entire lives. They get one shot at it.
I was waiting. That's stunning.
One opportunity. And we get to sit here and watch them watch that. I mean, I don't know what's better than that. I don't know what would get said metaphorical juices flowing a little bit better. Coffee doesn't do the job for me, that knowing that there are seven women in the pool with 200 meters separating them from eternal glory, putting their name in a record book that will span, hopefully, the rest of human history. And knowing that if they make a mistake, think about that, right? I was watching day two? Because again, watching, can I keep it a buck with you? You guys know I have my list of sporting events I don't care about, which is headlined and highlighted by the Kentucky Derby, an event I could not care less about. Watching people ride bikes is very high on that list for me, okay? Like, I respect the athletes that run the Tour de France and Tour d'Italia and all these tremendous events. I respect the athleticism. I used to ride bikes. I get it. It is one of the most strenuous, difficult. You ever seen the legs of bike riders after they come off a stage of the Tour de France? They look like comic book legs. They're frankly disgusting. They're gross. If you've never, just go right now. Pick up your phone. It's early. You're not ready for work yet. All right. You're hanging out, drinking your coffee, reading the newspaper, whatever you do that makes you be up this early in the AM. Grab your phone and Google bicyclist legs after Tour de France and look at these freaks. And I say that with all the respect in the world, okay? Because it's not easy to do. But as we discussed the other day about what sport? Pickleball. Just because I have respect for the game and the people who play it, the people are good at it, doesn't make it entertaining. Bike riding's on that list for me. Until you slap the American flag on the side of their unitards and send them down a hill. And whoever gets down to the bottom of the hill first brings gold and glory back to country. Now, all of a sudden, not only do I like bike riding, but I end up becoming a bike riding fanatic. So I'm watching the women's time trial event on Saturday. And it was raining in Paris, France on Saturday. It was raining. The course was wet. And they pointed out, they said, look, course is wet. They still run the race. But you gotta be careful, right? Like, this changes how you navigate the course. If you go into a 90-degree turn, hauling ass on wet pavement, physics still counts. The laws of physics are still in play. If you lose traction because you've given away the friction between tires and pavement, do you know what the next thing to touch pavement is? Your ass. Careful.
Or your leg, or your head, or your arm.
Yeah, it's funnier the way I put it, but you're right. So, here I am, watching this event, and onto the podium comes a young lady representing the red, the white, and the blue. And she gets up there. I'll tell you this, Saturday, I could have told you her career bike stats. I knew them all. She had this many top 10 finishes in world competition, and she did this, and she did that. I knew them all because I was the biggest that lady fan I've ever seen. And they're like, this is her best and likely final opportunity to win an Olympic gold medal. Oh, buddy. Was I tuned in? This never happens. We were down in St. Augustine doing wedding stuff, right? Lady friend and I, every minute of every hour we were down there was to be dedicated to making plans and making a schedule and figuring out who needed to be where, when, why, yada, 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 yada. And when they started this thing, it's like 39 minutes from top of the hill to the bottom, right? For the medal contenders. When it started getting down, she's like 15 minutes into this thing, halfway down through that ride. And when she got down through that ride, they're like, my goodness, she's on a gold medal pace. She's got an opportunity here. She's X amount of seconds ahead of the leader. She's got an opportunity. And I went, Courtney, we have to stop now. It's like, why? I'm like, this lady's going for gold. She's like, she's riding a bike down a hill. She's riding a bike. That is... of the Olympic events that you, fatty, could get out there and do right now, getting on a bike and going down a hill is one of two. Handball is the other one. All right? That's it. That's the list. Table tennis, I wouldn't be any good at it, but I could play it. But that's the whole list of Summer Olympic Games I could participate in. Like, I could throw a javelin. Would it be anywhere close to good? No, I've never done it before, all right? I would reach way back into my genetic evolutionary history, try to go find the caveman gene in there from when we were spearing mammoths, all right? And maybe see if I could dig up something to look. But I can't be good at it.
So you're saying you can't break dance?
No, are you kidding me? The only thing that would break is most of the bones when I got on the floor to do it.
You've lost some weight. You can pop it and lock it with the best of them. Come on.
Oh, listen. If you were graded solely on doing the robot, I'd have a chance. Like, I'd have a chance. You give me a couple of weeks, all right? Give me a couple weeks. I could probably come in here and give you, like, a solid robot. But, like, spinning around on my head on the floor? Bro, I get dizzy if I spin in this chair to stand up and go pee too fast.
Yeah, we've all seen that.
Yeah. That's not, by the way, that's not a joke. That's not a joke.
Yeah, I know.
If I spin this chair too fast and get up and go to the bathroom, Lonzo's seen it. I got to reach over, grab the arm of the chair, and just sit there for a second. Just got to take a break. Just got to take a second. Let the oxygen get back into the noggin. So, no, I can't break dance. I can't spin in a chair designed to spin. So, no, I can play handball. I could shoot. All right. We did this not too long ago. Maybe we do this again. Lonzo and I, a while back, we went down through the list of however many Olympic events there are in the Summer Games. Maybe we'll do it today. Why not? I enjoyed it. And we looked at every sport on the schedule and said, if we picked 100 random men across the upstate, right? Not like Not like athletes, just random dudes. We just went downtown and stopped the first 100 fellas that walked by and said, you 100 guys are doing this event. Where would you place within that 100 guys, right? Like, I would be a top 10 shooter. I grew up shooting guns and hunting. I would be a top 10 shooter if you took 100. Now, if we did it in Pickens County, I'd probably be like 50th.
Dude, I don't know, right? If you're definitely not number one in this building, probably.
I'd compete. Me, Cole Bryson.
Come on, Bill Frady, dude. He's
Bill
got,
Frady.
I mean, and Odie was also.
Really?
Yeah, all big time.
Really?
Yes.
So I would say in this building, I'm top three.
If we were to field any team for the Olympics,
shooting would be it.
That would be it.
Shooting would be it for sure. So, but the point is, I could do it. Okay, I could. Could I fence? No, I've never fenced. I own a bunch of swords, never use one. I would get. In fact, there's a video going around right now. If you haven't seen it, I'll send it to you during the break. Snoop fenced the other day.
Yeah, it's on my
funniest right freaking now. Thing I've ever seen. He's like G talking the guy's face. He's like, where are you from, cuz? Wait, whoa, stop swinging at me. Like, it's the funniest thing. But the point here is,
those things don't hurt. So I mean, you'd have a little bit of a reckless abandon.
But also, you can't just charge in. You lose, right? I mean, I want to compete.
Okay,
but
you said, could you do this?
Could I do
sport?
It? Yes. I'm saying, could you do it and look like you know what you're doing, not just be out there swinging because you think you're in a pirate novel, all right? I'm God! Like, no, that's not going to get it.
Yeah, I was thinking Musketeers, but I mean, you know.
So, blah, 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 blah. Point here is, on the list of sporting events at the Olympics that I could do, riding a bike down a hill, I could do, all right? I used to bike. It's fine. So, not competitively. I cleared up. Not competitively.
Okay, at the speeds they go down, you're going
to... No, I used to mountain bike. I used to... All right. Well, all right. Florida mountain bike, so hill bike. All right? I used to big hill bike.
By the way, we know...
Mountains and hills, same thing.
Same thing. It was
educational.
It was
mountain
biking, yes.
So, the point here is, I'm like, I still need to watch this lady. This lady's got an opportunity to realize a lifelong dream. I've got to watch her do this. And I was all in. And then... she's getting down towards the bottom of the hill. She's got a little while to go. And what ends up happening? She loses her back tire and she eats it. And they said this is probably her last opportunity to do this at the Olympics, right? So this lady spent years getting ready for this. This lady spent years setting herself up for this moment. And a couple of raindrops at the wrong place at the wrong time on the wrong part of the track touched the wrong part of her tire when she was going the wrong speed and leaning the wrong way. And 4 years of dedication and effort and training and begging for sponsorships and everything else that goes into being an Olympic athlete, 4 years of that gone just like that. Now, she did get up, and despite eating bleep on the track, she still won silver, so it's pretty good. But she would have not just won gold, she would have eclipsed it. She would have probably world recorded it. And that went away because it sprinkled on the track that morning. That's why I love the Olympics. Also, Haley Van Lith and the 3-on-3 women's basketball team got their asses handed to them by Germany yesterday.
I was going
to
say, the 3-on-3, I have no interest in that.
I love it. Are you kidding me?
It's not. It's
how
not.
Do you not have interest in just schoolyard hoops, it's, bro?
Because we're not good at it, which is dumb.
Well, I will say this.
I saw the men lose, too, and yep. it's like,
okay, but here's the thing, and this is why it does bother me a little bit. Was that Jimmer Fredette?
Yeah, I know.
Jimmer Fredette. American basketball player we can find to go play is Jimmer Fredette.
Well, that's his interview afterwards. And I was just like, okay, why is Jimmer there?
Why is Jimmer there? And listen, respect to Jimmer Fredette. I'm sure my man put in a buttload of work to get there and be ready to play.
You couldn't put Kawhi on the main team. Put him on the 3-on-3.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If I'm an NBA hooper, let's start with this. You know, most of the NBA teams are going to be like, absolutely not. Because these games, 3-on-3 is schoolyard rules. It's make it, take it. It's back out past the three-point line.
Let's bring the champion from Ice Cube's.
Oh, it's not make it, take it. It's just whoever gets the rebound keeps the rock. Oh, even more fun. It's schoolyard basketball, right? Like, here's what I propose we do for this. Whatever NCAA team wins the men's and women's national championship tournament, best 5 players from those teams goes. Let's do it that way, right? But the best we can do is Jimmer Fredette. The women at least said, like, Haley Van Lith, right? Formerly from LSU, and she left after Caitlin Clark ended her career there. But this is the best we got. We can do better. Both the men's and women's loss. Jimmer! Rob Lonzo with you. The Rob Brown Show's on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is only one negative about the Olympics. We're not going to hang on the Olympics all day, but I do love them, so you are going to get a lot of it over the next couple of weeks.
I really hope next week wrestling is on at this time and you're forced to watch it.
Again, to be clear, I watched people ride bikes down a hill this weekend. Like, I gave people riding bikes down a hill precedent over talking wedding planning with my fiance. You slap an American flag on the side of the helmet or the jersey or the unitard or whatever, and I'm in. I will watch every wrestling match that takes place with you during these Olympics and not another one for the next 4 years.
Okay, because it starts on Monday. So
I will watch every one that's televised, all right? I will do this. I will bring in the laptop and the HDMI and run it up here so that we can quad box everything going on. I'm happy to do it.
I'm surprised you haven't done that yet. There's, you know, but that might divert your attention from the other thing that you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, that's kind of the stupid radio show getting in the way of me enjoying my Olympics. My Olympics. All right, so we'll talk more Olympics as we move on through. But I love them, dude. Like, I can't explain it. I get super jazzed. Oh, Haley Van Lith just took a pop, bro. She is, I'm going to give her credit. She is a tough little SOB. Like, they have been, Germany has been beating the hell out of Haley Van Lith. They know who the star is. That, by the way, here is one problem you bump into when you bring, like, a star to play 3-on-3 hoops. You bump into the best player's got to become your point, whatever, right? Point guard, point forward, whatever. So I got Haley Van Lith, who I want to be setting screens for and giving her the opportunity to pop from range. And instead, she's having to play point guard. It's like, it's not the role, man. We couldn't go find a point guard. Couldn't go find one woman that wants to play point guard. Could you imagine if Caitlin Clark would have said, oh, y'all don't want to put me on the 5-on-5? That's fine. I'll go play 3-on-3. Haley Van Lith and Caitlin Clark. Throw Angel Reese in there for the lulz. Actually, one of the things that's very interesting about this, I said I'm not going to talk more Olympics, and here we are. One of the things that's very interesting about Olympic basketball is that it is officiated entirely differently from American basketball. Now, it's not to say the rules aren't the rules. The rules are the rules.
But goaltending doesn't count.
Once the ball's on the rim, you can go get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because LeBron was doing that the last game. Yeah.
Yep. So you got to think about that. You've been playing basketball one way your entire life. And then once every 4 years, if you're LeBron, maybe once in your lifetime for most of these cats, all of a sudden they're like, hey, by the way, for the next 20 games, everything you've ever played is different now. There's no defensive 3 seconds in FIBA ball, meaning I can stick Joel Embiid under the rack and go, stay within 5 feet of the basket. Don't move. Block everything. There are different rules. Not a lot, but there are different rules, and it kind of changes the game. The other thing, great one, is you can get a lot more physical defensively in FIBA basketball. So a lot of these NBA guys, they're having to go back to playing like they're not superstars, right? Like LeBron. And there are some guys who adjust to that. That is why, by the way, Team USA taking on South Sudan, which should be a nothing game, right? It's a team we were favored over in the warm-up tour by 47.5 points. We beat them by one, all right? 46.5 points on the wrong side of the spread for that one. So this game becomes very, very interesting. I'll tell you this. I'm betting USA to cover. You think they don't want to get that one back. But you look at LeBron in that last game. When this team figured out that hand checks, you need a hand check in this, right? A lot of hand checks letting go. When they figured out that just because you take the rock into the lane and rise with it, doesn't mean that any little breath on you is going to get called for a foul. And keep in mind, the roster for Team USA's basketball team, it's superstars only, right? With the exception of what? Maybe Derek White, but he's an NBA champion. Like right now, like active, like reigning defending. So the way I'm looking at it is most of these dudes are very used to, you drive into the lane, and if you can get deep enough into the lane to rise and shoot, any contact's a foul. Not in FIBA. You gotta get popped in FIBA. And so what did we see out of this team in game number one against Serbia? Especially with Nikola Jokic down there patrolling, right? What did LeBron do? I'll tell you what, you don't have to like him. That's fine. I am damn glad Braun is repping the stars and stripes, because what did LeBron do, Lonzo? He went into the lane and he went through chest. Dude was taking contact. Dude was leaning into contact. He was hitting the shots, getting knocked to the ground, getting back up, and hitting him with the fist pump or the shoulder shrug or whatever else. Like, I loved it. But I think that's why I love the Olympics. I think it is, because it is all of y'all that have said, I love college football because, you know, it's about the pride, the pageantry, the tradition, the
love of the game.
Is this not the definition of it? Like, is the Olympics not the definition of the love of the game? Most of these athletes are going to make, unless they win a gold, like little to no money doing this. There are some countries that will pay their athletes for their time and their effort and all that. But most of the athletes that go, all that money is going to do is go back into the cost to get there. So these guys and these gals aren't going to Paris and competing in these games to become millionaires. Though the ones that are already millionaires, great. But again, you think LeBron is doing this for the money? I mean, maybe he's doing it for the brand. Right? This would be his third gold medal?
It's questionable whether he's doing it for the country or not. For some people.
No, it's not.
But I think the reason why he's doing it is for legacy. I mean, and, you know.
Yeah, but is that not fair of every Olympic athlete? I think that's fair of every Olympic athlete.
Yeah, but in his case, it adds to his legend.
Again, I think that's true of every. Nobody's ever said, I want to win a gold and then never have my name mentioned for it ever again.
Well, there are a lot of people who have won gold and never had their name mentioned again. But when LeBron James, already one of the most famous people on earth, adds another accolade to what he's already got, then that will be that's another notch against Michael Jordan. Not that he's doing it for that reason, but it is.
I mean, it is only if you're keeping track.
And a lot of people are.
Sure. But that what I can't let anybody do is take this is how I feel about LeBron and then cast it on LeBron. Like, it is right. That is why he's doing it. It's not fair. I think, here's the reality.
Like I said, he's doing it for his legacy. I mean, that's the thing that makes the most.
You don't get to do that.
Sure I do.
You don't know he's doing it for his legacy any more than I do. Does All right, fine. Lonzo.
I do get to do that because that's what we're paid to do.
Lonzo is only here for his legacy.
I'm not going to say anything about my paycheck.
But you see my point here? You see my point? Like, Lonzo's only making like $1 million less than LeBron every year.
If there's anybody in this building that could say they're only here for their legacy, it would be me. Finishing up my 25th year. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, most people, this is a place where people come to get started or a place where people come to end their career. And I've been here the entire time and we're changing.
I'm so glad I'm here.
No. We've been changing over the last few years.
Which one am I?
As the market grows and things like that. But anyway, yeah, I'm a legacy guy here for sure.
So let me ask you this question. Whether you think he's doing it because he genuinely wants to represent the United States and win a gold, or he's doing it for his brand and his legacy, or, in my opinion, most realistically, probably a little bit of both, right? Regardless of why he's doing it, are we on the same page that the way LeBron is playing basketball is representing in-game, whistle to whistle, 40 minutes, is representing the U.S. well the way he's playing?
Absolutely.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And we knew he was going to do that before he went because we talked about how he's not going to let them lose, and he's already proved that once. Hopefully he won't have to prove it again. Hopefully they won't get that close of a score. But it could happen. It could happen today.
South Sudan. Today, this afternoon, what, 1:45, I think? I'll have the full Olympic schedule for today coming up here in just a little while for you. We'll take a look at what events we've got going on. Team USA Soccer, the fellas, moving on. 3-0 win over Guinea. They are on to the quarterfinals for the first time since, what was it, 2000?
You're giving them some love. Look at you.
Hell yeah, I'm giving them some love. They played like...
And you say you couldn't break dance.
Oh, I broke something. All right, when we come back, we'll get away from the Olympics maybe for a minute or two, and then we'll come back to it. Rob Brown, the Great Milonzo, the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Hey, guess what? Coming up tomorrow, the Carolina Panthers are going to be right down the road in Clemson, South Carolina. And I'm actually quite interested in seeing this. Why? You might ask, because I've been following training camp as closely as is possible from an hour 45 away from HQ up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And for those of you who don't know, not only is that going on tomorrow night, but there's actually preseason football.
Sure is.
Tomorrow night.
In which the Chicago Bears have said they're not playing their starters at all. No Caleb Williams tomorrow.
Still watching.
Like I'm addicted to it, all right? Let me put it this way. I'm going tomorrow to do Wire to Wire without Cole Bryson, with Diesel, with Rob Brown tomorrow. Live from Panther Fan Fest down in Clemson.
Sure are hanging out with the X an awful lot lately. I'm just saying.
I mean, the boss told me. You know, it's one of those weird situations. So I'm going down there to do a show with Diesel, and then I'm off on Friday. We're off on Friday. I'm off on Friday. Lonzo's got to work without me.
Yeah, I'll be here. I just won't be on the air. So,
I've got to leave right after Panther training camp to go to Atlanta. Well, I scheduled this with the little brother months ago, right? He booked the event, whatever. And what I didn't do, because this was just the weekend that it worked out that everybody could go. This is the weekend. Well, I didn't really look at the sports calendar because I didn't care. I'm not missing this, right? Like this isn't it's a weekend all about me. You think I'm missing that? Absolutely not.
I know something you're missing.
I know a lot I'm missing.
You still haven't mentioned it.
Because
that's fine.
It hurts on the inside.
No, I get it, but
Lonzo's going to pick up our trophies this Saturday, and I'm not.
Yeah, but the
and
thing
it's
is,
killing me.
You just suddenly just act like it doesn't exist. We still have a chance to win. It's a wee thing. You know, at least I always believe it's a wee thing, except for the one award that you're up for individually. It's a wee thing. So, you know, I'm a part of we. I don't know if you knew that. So I am going to go to the thing and I'm going to represent.
Star Wars ceremony is Saturday night in Columbia.
And I'm scared because I've never went up on that stage by myself in all the years that I've been going there. And I got to go up by myself.
Dressed like a garden party attendee.
I got my ascot, by the way. I have no idea how to tie it, so I'm going to be spending a lot of YouTube time trying to figure out the proper way to
Better idea. Don't learn, just try, see what happens.
I already did that.
Oh, okay. So, Star Wars is Saturday. I don't get to go to that either. Again, we booked this event months ago before we knew what the date for that event was and that we were going to get invited at all. So, I got to go. Thursday is the Hall of Fame game. And yesterday, I called the little brother. I'm like, hey. Because everybody's getting in at night, right? Like at night, because I got a bunch of folks from Florida that are coming up for it that have all got to work. They're not getting there till night. Got a handful of buddies from here in this area that are going over, all got to work. So everybody's getting there at night. I called him. I'm like, you better save me the big bed and I'll be there late. He goes, why? I said, Hall of Fame game's Thursday. After I leave Panther Fan Fest at Clemson, there's a little like Irish sports pub on campus there. And I'm going there to watch the first half. All right. About to say it kicks off about the same time. I'm going over there to watch the first half of that event. And when the first half's over, I'll listen to the second half as I'm on the way. Because again, second half for our teams, second half for Carolina, New Orleans, Atlanta, yada, yada, yada. Very important for me as an analyst. Because that's where you get to see, you know, the depth of the teams and the backups and whatever else. So I got to watch the first half, and now I'm not going to. I'm going to listen to it on the radio, and I'll watch it on fast forward on the DVR when I get back to the house. Because Caleb Williams ain't playing. The Bears starters ain't playing. No DJ Moore, who, by the way, yesterday, DJ Moore became the highest paid Chicago Bear of all time. Got a 4-year contract extension worth $110 million. Biggest contract ever awarded to a Bear goes to DJ Moore after he led the team last year in receptions, touchdowns, yards receiving, yards per game. DJ Moore was responsible for 40% of the team's receiving yards last year. And my dude just got paid for it. Just got paid for it. All I'm saying is, Bryce, you better be worth it. That's all I'm saying. You better be worth it. Hey, do you have to call your own fouls in three? Oh, you do not. Okay. Say, do you call your own fouls in 3-on-3 basketball at the Olympics? Because there's some level of pride in not calling your own fouls.
I look back up, and now the dudes are playing. Is this the one we lost?
Yeah,
today?
This one we lost.
Oh, so this
they're replaying yesterday's 3-on-3 games.
Why?
Because they haven't put them on TV yet. This is, I will say, the one. I said we're not going to go Olympics. We'll go very quickly. Then I'll come back to Panther camp here in a minute. This is very interesting, and it's very interesting to me because as a sports guy, If it is not a game that is pertinent to doing the show, and I know the result, it makes it very difficult for me to watch a game that I already know, especially if the team, like if you got a dog in the fight and you know they lose. Watching US v Serbia 3-on-3 street ball is kind of tough for me to watch when I already know we lost.
Well, I took care of that for you. Now we're watching skulls.
Rowing, for those of you that went, what? Rowing. I don't know what event. I don't know what event. It is the women's.
I don't know if I'd be splashing in that water after they weren't sure about letting the decathletes
well,
in.
Two things. Number one, the Olympic Committee did say that the river is now good, so the triathlon will be going today or has already gone. I'm not sure yet.
I think it already started earlier.
Second off, I don't think they are rowing in the sign. I think they're in a different place.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think they're in a different spot. But we'll see. All right. Back to football.
Some of that might get in your mouth. I mean, I'm just saying.
Back to football. Panther training camp tomorrow. So, yesterday, there was a little bit of footage that started leaking out. It's not a ton, but we are starting to get some clips from Bryce Young. We're starting to get some clips from training camp. And I saw a couple of clips yesterday. And again, let me start by saying this, because there's another guy at training camp, a rook, that I'm going to talk about. Apparently, do you know what rookie quarterback is turning heads right now? Do you know what rookie quarterback
I do.
Has gotten a lot of praise for his performance in camp so far? Do you know what rookie quarterback is being discussed as potentially being the steal of the 2024 NFL draft? Your guy, my guy, our guy, Spencer Rattler.
Well, he's definitely your guy for sure now. So, I mean, you know, hopefully.
That would be New Orleans Saints quarterback, Spencer Rattler.
I thought the quarterback in front of him was future Hall of Famer.
Derek Carr. We got our Hall of Famers stacked up now.
It's
there
a succession thing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
We got QB1. So we got QB1 and also QB1 down there in New Orleans, Louisiana. All right. So Spencer Rattler's turning heads. But let me address this. I'm watching the tape yesterday and y'all, couple of things. Number one, and again, before I get to it, take that back and say one more thing. Before I get to it, I want to say this. There is not a drug on the face of planet Earth that gets me as high as training camp workout warrior film. I will watch 5 minutes of workout warrior film, and I have got a buzz going that can't be replicated by the finest of narcotics, I think. I've been told. I don't know for me, like for a fact. But the point is,
I'm glad you clarified, because yeah. I was going to try to help you there, because you made it sound like you've tried every drug known to man.
No, I've not. No, in fact, I've tried very few of them, if we're being honest. Okay? So, there's not a drug that I have been informed of yet that gets me or could get me or will ever get me as high as watching NFL workout warrior film. I'm not ready for you, Bryce. I'm not ready for you. Hang in there, bud. I'm coming to you in a minute.
All right, you point to me when I can turn it back up, because I mean,
oh, we're good now. I muted the page until I'm ready for
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
So, I'm watching film yesterday. I'm watching film yesterday of Panther training camp. Full pads yesterday. Full pads. Got the shoulder pads on. Got the leg pads on. The boys are cooking last night. And I am watching film, and y'all, number 9 was dropping dots yesterday. Yesterday, Bryce Young was throwing the rock with the accuracy he got drafted for. More than anything else, BY got drafted for two things. Numero uno, smarts. Numero dos, accuracy. And yesterday, dude was cooking the first team defensive backs to a perfect medium rare. cooking them in full pads, full contact practice, was dropping dots. But that's not even what I wanted to get to, because the accuracy is big. You know what I saw yesterday? And granted, in the face of imaginary pass rushers, nobody actually trying to get to nine yesterday, but Zoe, there was one specifically. I watched him drop a pass to Deontay Johnson over J.C. Horn. And he takes the snap, and he takes his three-step drop, and then he plants that back foot, and he sits, and he's not hopping, and the feet aren't chopping like Peyton Manning on Columbia marching powder like we saw last year. Da-da-da-da-da. He takes the drop, he sits, he watches. Just before Deontay hits the out, he plants the foot, and he drives into the football. The ball arrives as the DB's turning his head to look for the route, so the DB's turning his head, and the ball goes right past the face mask into Deontay. It's workout warrior film. It means nothing, and yet I watch this pass. I mean it. I watch this pass probably 12 consecutive, 13 consecutive times yesterday, because it is chef's kiss, perfect, just tasty, tasty meatball.
That chef's kiss thing was just added to the Cambridge dictionary.
It was excellence. I gotta tell you,
he wasn't doing that last year in training camp. So, I mean, not that we saw at the FanFest last year.
That is correct. So, and let's also make sure that, for the sake of context, You know I love context on this show, he was a rook, hadn't been there long, was learning an offense for the first time, underneath a coach who suffered, I assume, from bouts of narcolepsy in Frank Reich. All right? The most boring and unenthusiastic head coach I've ever seen at the NFL level.
That's kind of mean, dude.
I mean, right.
Okay, if you say so. I mean, when people get older, they get sleepy. Trust me.
Well, then don't go be a coach. All right? I'm not saying you got to be out there jazzed up, woo, about everything. But I'm saying, when I watch you give a press conference, and I'm going, yeah.
Your jazz hands were amazing, by the way.
Spear fingers. When I'm watching that, like, context matters. But that, there was something more to it. Will Pelagic got an opportunity to sit through the press conference yesterday. The boy, Willie P. Can we text Will, see if he can come on tomorrow? Do you mind doing that? I need to get Willie P in here, because we're going to see him tomorrow.
That's not my job. Yeah, I can do that. It was a joke, Rob. It was a joke. Yes, I used your name before you freaked out. It was a joke. Yes, I will. Not only that, I will send his number to you for the 10th time.
That's great. That's great. I appreciate that for the 10th time. Will Pelagic got to go talk to BY yesterday. Well, it was a press conference, but he got the chance to go talk to BY. I want you to listen to BY when he got asked, are you more comfortable not just as a QB, but as a leader? He said, and then forgot to unmute the site again. Here it is. So, I am going to say that I am right now about to be super wild biased as a guy who's been defending this cat for now a year and some change. I'm about to be super biased. That's how you answer a question as a quarterback.
It's also proof that sound travels up.
Sports flash.
Sports flash. Just do the sports flash.
U.S. gymnast Simone Biles returned to the top of the medal stand after helping Team USA win gold in the women's artistic all-around. The gold is Biles' fifth and eighth overall, making her the most decorated American Olympic gymnast in history. Biles still has opportunities in individual beam, vault, and floor. After dropping the series opener against the Brewers, the Braves picked up a 5-1 win yesterday behind Bryce Elder, who surrendered 5 hits through 6.1 innings, striking out 7. Atlanta's offense collected 14 hits, including 2 from Jared Kelenic, Sean Murphy, Eddie Rosario, and a 4-for-5 day from Austin Riley. And make sure to tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debates, and a whole lot of fun. And you know what? It's all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.